Jerry Bader Show, 1048. Yeah, quickly, I saw the part where Trump mentioned the stolen votes from Carson, even though Carson outperformed the polls in Iowa. Whatever, dude. Let's see, a listener writes, Donald Trump is the Cam Newton of politics. Ask him how wonderful they are, but when facing an opponent, not so much. Okay, Cam Newton basically blew off the post-Super Bowl presser. He mumbled and stumbled, answered a couple of questions, and then staggered off into a fog. And I'm barely exaggerating. Just barely. Cam Newton said people didn't like him because he's a talented black person. I said he's a jerk. What you saw was a jerk get his comeuppance. And apparently, you saw handling defeat with grace. Well, I'm just the greatest thing since sliced bread, and I'm this and I'm that. But when I get pushed around and I have a bad game, well, I'm not going to be gracious and congratulate the Broncos and be able to take it like a man. Yeah, let me tell you what I think happened to the Carolina Panthers. I think they were overconfident. Now, the Bronco defense is that good. It won me my fantasy league championship this year. It really is that good. I thought the Panthers were going to have some success, and they did have some success against that Denver defense. But he was rattled. He threw bad passes. They got to him. Forced him to fumble. He had a bad game. Now, all of the Carolina team had a bad game. But I think there's a life lesson there in the way he behaved after the game. Boy, when you win, it's all good. When you lose, it's different. Yeah, the strip fumble. He didn't really go for it. He kind of backs away from it. And Nance and Sims made a point of pointing that out. This is the Super Bowl. Sacrifice your body. Yeah. Yeah, that strip fumble at the 3-minute mark, which, of course, then was the game. That was it. I think it's interesting. Peyton Manning is... He's got his second Super Bowl, although the defense really won this game. The defense absolutely won this game. Manning was pedestrian enough to win. And that's really all there was to it. That's it. We'll see. Cam Newton is going to have better days. But I think this also goes to his generation. Well, I can be a whiny baby when I don't win, but then don't criticize me for being a full of myself winner. Basically what it comes down to. Talk about decorum in the 21st century. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Online is doing something that a listener emailed me over the weekend and felt that this was a limiting of free speech. I think the coarsening of debate today is in large part to anonymous online comments attached to stories. Our company is looking at how postings are handled on our websites. A lot of companies have done things in recent years, make posting through Facebook so it's not anonymous, asking listeners to help them, or readers rather, to police. Speaking of the police, that's actually it's a rescue squad going by. To police bad actors, that sort of thing. The Journal Sentinel, JS Online, as of February 15th, a week from today, to post on their stories, you will have to be a paid subscriber. The only people that will be able to comment on the online stories of JS Online are paid subscribers. I am one. Why are they doing this? Well, this is interesting. They're going to continue to allow anonymous postings, but they are going to know who you are. So they can boot you rather easily if you get obnoxious by their definition. This is not a curtailment of anybody's First Amendment rights because it's a private media entity and not the government. Not like, but it is censorship in terms of they are censoring their readers, but they have a constitutional right to do that. There are things that people are going to post that they disagree with that they're going to nuke. There's no doubt that's going to happen. You know, things that really aren't vicious, things that really aren't mean, and so on. That's just a reality. Oh, you don't think global warming is real? Some newspapers have done that. Some newspapers have already done that. I understand that's where the Journal Sentinel is going with this. And that's why they are limiting it to paid customers, because then they can really police it. It will be interesting to see some of the things that get nuked. In terms of limiting it to paid customers, they have every right to do that. And I don't have a problem with that. I know what they're up to. This isn't just vicious comments. There are things that the average person wouldn't consider vicious that the Journal Sentinel will. If they disagree with it politically, there is that danger. But I do think anonymous online comments, quite frankly, and I know Trump supporters are going to think this is a shot, I think it partly explains Donald Trump's popularity. The things people vent anonymously online, he says out loud with his name attached to it. Some of those things. You know, I used to say he talked in Twitter bursts. He says the offensive thing most people hide behind, the people who hide behind avatars and fake names, love the fact that he doesn't feel he has to hide. I get that. But I think the coarsening of discourse in America, in large part, is due to the vicious anonymous postings. It just does. Now, two more football thoughts. Over the weekend, in a column, George Will piled on the anti-football CTE bandwagon. Actually, I should say he jumped on the bandwagon and said it's time to admit that the NFL is what it is. And when Super Bowl 100 comes around, and George Will is a marginal conservative. There is a concerted effort to get public opinion on the side of, I think, banning football as it exists today. If you do that, how do you not ban Ultimate Fighting and boxing? They are going, now not George Will, but many, well, maybe George Will, are going for the biggest sport, the one with the most money. Well, welcome to Bubble Wrap Nation, absolutely, where we can protect everybody from everything. I think there are some valid points made in this issue, but more and more and more, you're just getting people, it's got to go, it's got to go, it's got to go, it's got to go. And I don't agree with that. But I think the move to pretty much say that a civilized society shouldn't allow professional football is one that isn't going to go away anytime soon. And I think it's going to grow. And when you have someone who's considered a conservative columnist on that bandwagon, I don't think it's a good sign at all. Back to decorum. Those that could be there, the MVPs from the first 50 Super Bowls were there. Bart Starr there via video. Tom Brady was there in person. He was booed mercilessly, no doubt, because there were a lot of Broncos fans there. Now, I just talked about decorum and Cam Newton. Am I going to criticize that? I hate Tom Brady. Am I going to criticize that? Yeah, I am. I mean, they can do it. They have every right to do it. I think it was poor form. It was an honor situation. I just think it was poor form. But I'm not saying they don't have a right to do it. 10:59, Rush is next. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.